honestly, the gap is the biggest thing, and then learning what to do with that money, right? We decided, hey, we don't know crap about real estate, but we know people are making a lot of money in it. So let's learn about it, mm-hmm. right? And we spent a good amount of time and effort and money learning about these things, and did it over and over again for, you know, we're 10 plus years into it, and got to our financial freedom number by really following a plan that we created for ourselves by investing that gap. Welcome back to The Donkey.
And the Bee.
Where men are jackasses.
And women are biatches.
Where we work together to build an extraordinary life.
Tune in to up your game in your marriage, entrepreneurship, and finances. Welcome back to another episode of The Donkey and the Bee with your host, Brett and Laura Shockavis, where he is the donkey. You know what that means. Hee-haw. And I'm the bee, and you know what that means. Yep. We talk all things marriage, entrepreneurship, and finances on the show. And we talk about it, not just a general, we talk it deep level, right? We're talking things that we want to implement in our lives. And we talk about it in a way where we are combating these things as a team.
Awesome, babe. So let's get into it today. We were kind of spurred on with this topic tonight because we had this friend of ours who said something super interesting to us. And this person said, you know, hey, my spouse, they are, you know, considering, you know, retiring soon. And you know what? They don't have a plan. Like, we thought about it. We thought about retirement. And it's like, well, crap. Like, we have not executed any plan, right? Like, they're getting to that age. And this person, they make great money, right? Their whole life, you know, 30, 40 years of making really good money, over 100 grand, maybe 200 grand. I don't know exactly how much they make, but really, really good money. And they had no plan. And I thought it was so interesting because the friend of ours said it like, oh, my spouse never did this, right? Like, they never executed a plan. And it almost was like, well, we just realized it's been 30 years, but I guess we should have been taking some type of strategic action. Like, it was like the light bulb just clicked. Oh, we're not supposed to just make good money. We're supposed to make good money and execute a long-term plan in order to get to retirement.
Well, I think that's the problem with most people is they don't have a plan for anything, really. And so this example is specifically toward finances. And what I love about doing this podcast is not only do we get to talk about fun things that we think are interesting, but it also opens up avenues for other people in our lives to ask us questions about things because they know that we talk about things on our show. I think this conversation was spawned on because this individual knew that we talk about finances. And so this individual wanted to see what we had to think about it. And so I love that we have this, I guess, outlet for people to talk to us about these things. So back to the plan. Do we have a plan? What is our plan?
Hell yeah, we got a plan.
I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yes. So we've been executing the plan, right?
Yes.
We could stop working if we wanted to because we hit the plan. But we decided and we knew that we needed a plan, and then we figured out, well, what is our plan? Mm-hmm. So I guess where I want to go with this tonight is it's really, really interesting because most people think that if you make great money, then you're going to be good. Like, that is, you know, the line in the sand. I made it. I make 200 grand a year. Like, cool. All of my financial worries are covered because I can buy whatever I need. I can live in whatever neighborhood I want. I can, you know, get the SUV or send my kids to private school. I can do all of these things. And you for sure can, right? But then they're missing the whole other aspect of what happens when I want to stop working or when I can't work anymore because of some other physical situation or mental situation that stops me from it.
I think the first thing I think of when I hear that people don't have a plan is I think they just don't even realize that they needed a plan to begin with. So I think if you're not educating yourself on finances and retirement and assets and investing, your mindset isn't thinking on those things, right? And so I don't even think you even know that you need a plan. And so I think the first step for me personally was educating myself on finances and realizing that, okay, crap, when I'm like 60, 65, like we have to have something in place or else it's going to fall upon our kids. And that was something that we didn't want. And so I think your plan can either go going away toward pain, right? You don't want that pain down the road, or it could be going toward the pleasure. And so I think that kind of spurs on our action in our life is we want to not put the burden on our kids, which is painful for us. Mm-hmm. And then we also want to have that financial freedom, not just to live lavishly, but to be able to give back and share our wealth. And so that's the pleasure that we are going toward. And so I think we have both of those in our lives. And so we're going toward that.
So let's talk about this in a practical way from perhaps two different perspectives, people who are low income earners and high income earners, because our friend was a high income earner. And this person you would assume would have all of their ducks in a row, because usually you come at this conversation from people who are very low income earners, paycheck to paycheck. And they're like, hey, you know, I'm going to work till the day I die. I already know that, right? Like I have no means, you know, I don't make much money. I'm not saving anything for retirement. Whatever the government gives me, that's what I got, right? And so there is that. You kind of assume that people in that financial caliber, you know, are going into this knowing that, right? Mm-hmm. But then you also, on the opposite side, assume that people who are making a couple of hundred grand a year have their ducks in a row. They have worked hard or smart to get to that level, that caliber of income, and you would kind of assume like, oh yeah, they must be planning for these things. But that is not always guaranteed, right? Actually, I would assume that most people on both sides of this and everywhere in the middle do not really have a plan that is feasible, right? There's a lot of people who have some type of like 401k or some type of retirement. Like, it's not really gonna, you know, get them to any type of long-term age, you know, financial freedom, or what it costs for dementia or memory care, as we know, owning an assisted living. Like, they have not a real plan, right? They have some kind of thing there, but it's really bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know what this situation kind of reminds me of? The game Cash Flow, right? Robert Kiyosaki's game. And when you're playing this game, you get a card, right? And you get your profession. And it tells you how much money you make. And the whole goal is to have your assets exceed your expenses. So you get this card, maybe the first time you play, and like, okay, you're the doctor, or you're like some like high income earning, you know, position. And you're like, great, I'm making so much more money than my friend over here, who's maybe like the teacher or the garbage man or something, right? Like, But the game is very interesting, because when you make a lower amount, if you made 40 grand versus your friend who was making 200 grand, you only have to replace your income at 40 grand. Your friend has to replace his income at 200 grand, right? Like, there's so much more of a gap there. They have a lot more opportunity because they have more income, but they have a lot higher or farther of a way to travel. So it's almost like an equal playing field, because even though somebody who may not make very much money, they don't have to replace a lot of income, right? They could replace maybe $2,500 a month for $4,000 a month and be like, okay, well, you know what? I can kind of keep living on the way I've been living, right? I don't have an extravagant lifestyle, right? This is me being me, and I'm happy with this. And on the other side, if you have this person who's making 500 grand a year, I mean, their lifestyle is super expensive, right? Their day-to-day stuff that they do costs 5x what that other person does. And so therefore, they need to replace that income of 5 times more. And ultimately, like, you could, as a lower income person, get a plan and beat your high income your friend, you know, to the financial freedom finish line.
That's interesting. I would have thought the opposite. I would have thought that if you're a high income earner, that you're not necessarily living a lavish life. You could be a higher income earner and be putting money aside and purchasing assets, whereas a low income earner literally lives paycheck to paycheck. They don't have any extra to put away to purchase investments. And so I guess I feel like that's an interesting way to put it, that it's easier to replace your income. Yes, I get that if you're only making $40,000. But at the same time, in today's world, you can barely make it only making 40K a year. Like, that's literally eating top ramen, let alone putting any money aside to purchase an asset.
Yeah, it's a fair point. So, but consider the other side, right? In the real world, you have someone, actually, we started this conversation talking about our friend who makes a couple hundred grand, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. No plan, nothing saved for these kind of things. Mm-hmm. And that's a typical example.
Yeah.
High income earners, high monthly expenses.
Because going back to the other thing that I said earlier, there was no education.
Yeah.
They didn't educate themselves on finances, on how to invest, on what even investing means. I think a lot of people don't even know what an asset or liability is. And so I think that's just a lack of education.
Yeah.
If they were educated in it and they maybe saw, you know, 5-10 years down the road, they were future minded and they thought about their future, I think that they would be more apt to actually divulge in saving for assets.
So let's talk about a couple numbers that you would need. If you were totally new to this, had no education, and you were like, okay, well, I hear what you're saying, Brett and Laura, like, how do I get this plan? I would say here, you would start here. Here's like the basics, right? There's a couple numbers. One, how much money do you make? What is your income right now? Two, what are your expenses? And let's look at this on a monthly basis, okay? Monthly income, monthly expenses, okay? That's two numbers. The third number is the difference. What's your gap right there? Right? It's like, that's your potential energy. This is money that you can invest, right? So every single month you want to increase your income, decrease your expenses to a certain point, and then increase that gap, right? How do we get the biggest gap? Year after year after year, I want to increase my gap. That is really my goal, right? That is my potential energy to invest. And ultimately from there, it's just a slow and steady, almost boring, repeatable plan. Year after year, decade, maybe it's 5 years, maybe it's 10 years, maybe it's 30 years it takes you, right? But honestly, the gap is the biggest thing, and then learning what to do with that money, right? We decided, hey, we don't know crap about real estate, but we know people are making a lot of money in it. So let's learn about it, mm-hmm. right? And we spent a good amount of time and effort and money learning about these things and did it over and over again for, you know, we're 10 plus years into it. And got to our financial freedom number by really following a plan that we created for ourselves by investing that gap.
I think it's really important to emphasize what you just said about the mundaneness of this whole process. Because I think we live in a culture where it's the overnight millionaire, where you're going to start a business and it's just like automatically going to be successful. Or you get a job and you get a promotion and you think you're just rolling in the dough and that it's really easy to get that promotion. But it's really difficult, this process. And I think a lot of people realize that it's difficult when they're in it and they're like, nah, forget it, it's not worth it.
Right. Throw my plan out the window.
Exactly. So I think it's a little easier if you have a spouse that's on board with you, that sees it, that you see eye to eye with each other, right? That you have this goal together, because then you can keep each other accountable to it. Whereas if you have a spouse that doesn't see eye to eye with you and they're maybe out spending a ton of money and you're trying to save, that's more difficult. Because, man, we lived like we were broke for a long time. And it was because we were not spending that money that we were saving in the gap, but we were putting that money to the side and not touching it until it got big enough to purchase an asset. And so that was hard. It was an easy thing to do. But it's like in an episode we talked about previously, you choose your hard. You're either going to choose your hard now on sacrificing, excuse me, for your future, or you're going to choose your hard later when you actually didn't sacrifice. And now you're actually, it's a really difficult situation because you're 70 years old and you have no plan. So you're going to choose hard no matter what. You might as well choose hard when you're young and you got the energy and your mind is there versus choosing it when maybe your mind isn't there and you're not so agile. So I think it's important to note that it's going to be hard no matter what. You're just going to choose your hardness. So our whole goal in this episode is to tell you to get a plan. Okay, get a plan. Three words, get a plan. Okay, that is the goal for today. If you do not have a plan, then get a plan. It's not hard. Okay, sit down, sit with your spouse if you have one, or boyfriend, girlfriend. And if you don't know what you're doing, find somebody who knows what they're doing. Or actually, not very many people know what they're doing about finances. Shoot us a comment on this YouTube channel episode, and we will be sure to answer you. Because if you're not sure what to do, we are here to help. Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Donkey and the Bee. We have one ask for you. If this episode was impactful, you learned something, or you want your friend to learn this as well. Please share. We don't run any ads on the show purposely because we want this to be impactful for you. So our one ask, just share, like, and subscribe. We'll see you on the next one.